Candice, good morning.
Good morning.
My goodness, my mother, my sisters, my brother-in-law, everyone who was glued to you on the telly during the Great British Bake Off will be envious that I'm having a yarn with you. I'm the only one in our house that can't cook. What's your advice for me?
What, for cooking?
Yeah, well, like, you know, is it too late for me to start, middle-aged man?
Never, never. Just get some ingredients, go and get some local bits and pieces, have a go. If it goes wrong, don't worry about it. Just say it was supposed to look and taste like that.
Yeah, well, we just, you know, I'll do my best. I am sort of surprised that as part of British Food Fortnight, we're celebrating the role of women in the food industry. I thought, you know, women had completely dominated the food industry. It's men that would need the encouragement.
Do you know, I think what it is, I think it's because, I think when people think of sort of chefs and things like that, they think it's more like a male-dominated area. However, sort of your cooks and things like that, people kind of think about the women. And actually, women are, yeah, like you say, really at the forefront of food and of cooking at the moment. I mean, it will come as absolutely no surprise that for you guys over in Northern Ireland, Mary Berry was voted the region's favourite food heroine.
Yeah, we are spoilt for choice with great leading ladies of the cooking industry here in this part of the world. Now, I, as I say, I'm one of these people that needs to be lured towards the kitchen, unlike other family members. I'm someone who needs teased along. And I had an admiration for Andrew Smith. He was the boy that you beat last year. He was a local lad. He was flying the flag for us, and then you destroyed it on him.
Oh, well, I do apologise for that. No, Andrew was just absolutely incredible. We are, yeah, I'm really, really lucky to have met 11 other amazing bakers who are now very, very good friends of mine. And Andrew being one of them, he's absolutely incredible. What he does at the moment is just absolutely brilliant. And, yeah, I do. I absolutely adore him. So I do apologise for beating your local lad.
You're still being congratulated. Now, I'm even being chastised here by a producer for calling it cooking instead of baking. You are talking to an ignoramus here, Candice, let me say. Now, one of the realities is the show is up and running again. It's on Channel 4 this time and everyone seems to love it. Are you as interested in it now that it's jumped ship?
Oh, of course, yes, for sure. I was always looking forward to it. It's always been my favourite show, and it still is, and it is the same Great British Bake Off that everybody knows and love, and it's doing that thing that is getting people interested in food, getting people interested in food from different areas, because I think one of the things, it's such a diverse area on Bake Off. There are people from all different places in Great Britain taking in those different interests, those different loves of food, whether it be local produce or they've got an interest in history or seasonal. And I think that's really, really good and really important, because we're learning all the time. We watch these programs to learn, we watch these programs to take on board what other people are saying. And I think it's a really good platform to show their interest in food and to support the Great British Bake Off, but Great British food as well, because we are so lucky that we have some of the best food, I think, in the world. We really, really do.
Especially in this part of the world. Local produce in Northern Ireland is something to
incredible.
Be so proud of.
Very, very much so. And I think it's such a nice thing to have that sort of on your doorstep. And I think Love British Food and a British Food Fortnight at the moment, which is happening, is such a good way of celebrating that and celebrating our food heroines, so people like Mary Berry, Delia Smith, Nigella, but also our personal ones as well. Like for me, it was my nan is my food heroine. My mum, I take inspiration from her as well. And on Bake Off, we spoke a lot of the time. I know Andrew used his dad's recipes and things like that, and I think it's so nice to be able to share those and to pass recipes down by generation and, yeah, really, really get a grip of local and British food, which also the co-op do so, so well. The co-op, all of their meat is British, and I think that's so amazing and yeah, pretty groundbreaking for the UK at the moment.
And is there any simple way when you lift something on a supermarket shelf to know that it is British, that it is local, that it's, you know, whether it's Irish or British or Northern Irish or English, but it's local, it's something that we know is, you know, tried and tested on a farm that we could practically go and visit. Is there a simple way of telling?
Well, I think, one of the things, obviously, the co-op at the moment is all British, so the British food and meat and things like that, so you know it is coming from Great Britain. However, I think for local, go down your local farmers' markets, your local independent shops, ask questions, ask where it's come from. I ask a million and one questions about everything. I want to touch the food, I want to smell it, I want to know where it has come from. And I think Alexia Robinson, who come up with Love British Food 15 years ago, takes on board all of that and answers those questions about food from farm to table, where it has come from, ask questions about what sort of meat is it, what's the best way of cooking it, what can I use that's in season now. I think those are the sorts of questions that help you learn, and actually you can then start creating recipes to pass down, because as the research that the co-op have done, they've shown that actually, I think 54% of people in Northern Ireland say that passing on those family favourites helped to build bonds. And I think that's such a lovely thing to be able to do. I think that's so important and something I definitely carry and I live by for sure.
That's a nice way of summing it up. Candice, finally, how has the year been for you? Have you had a lot of offers from other reality TV programmes? How has the last 12 months been?
So the last 12 months have been the most crazy, amazing 12 months of my life. I've had the opportunity to do the most amazing things. I wrote a book called Comfort. I write for the Sunday Times. I am supporting this incredible campaign, which is something I'm so, so passionate about, that local food and that British food. I appear on things like This Morning. I got to go to the BAFTA. So literally everything that I could possibly dream of has happened this year, and I feel very, very lucky, and I am very, very privileged to be in the position I am at the moment.
What about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, in there eating those bugs and things? Would you do that?
Eating those bugs? Well, they're not local, are they? They're halfway across the other world.
There's your next challenge. Are you turning down? Are you turning down I'm a Celebrity?
Oh, goodness.
Would you consider it?
At the moment, I'm quite busy doing some writing and recipe developing, so I think I'll leave that to people who quite like eating bugs and things. I've got a bit of a love-hate relationship with spiders, so I love what they do, but I'm not quite happy about them being
Celebrity Big Brother, would you do it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think people would want to watch me for 20 hours a day.
Strictly Come Dancing?
Strictly Come Dancing. That's on at the moment, and who they've got on there is absolutely incredible.
You could do politics because your answers are fabulously diplomatic. Candice, lovely speaking to you, girl. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Continued success.
Thank you.
That's Candice, who is, of course, the winner of the Great British Bake Off, Candice Brown.